Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This tournament season, take care of your hair and halls with the best tools for the job. We're talking about our sponsors, Manscaped, the global leaders in male grooming from head to toe. When the clock winds down in March, void the clutch with Manscaped Performance Package to keep all your hair and holes tame. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the Manscaped movement and start taking care of your balls today.
Hey, so you know your bracket isn't supposed to be perfect, but with the Manscaped Performance Package, you can be confident that your nose, ear, and ball pubes are.
That's right. This year, don't bust your bracket or your balls. Be sure to get that Manscaped Performance Package with the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, and you'll be the number one overall seed this season.
Look, fellas, 79% of partners polled admitted that long nose hair is a major turnoff. Why not use the best tools for the job here?
So don't be a ball hog. When it's time to share your balls, you want to make sure that they're in the best condition possible.
Get 20% off. Plus free shipping with the code ARCADE at manscaped.com.
Every purchase at manscaped.com goes towards contributions made to the Testicular Cancer Society. When things get hairy, make sure to call Manscaped in clutch time. Welcome to Budget Arcade, the free-to-play gaming podcast where we record things, sometimes twice. My name is Jeff.
Hey, and I'm Mark.
And each week we review a free-to-play game and talk about it on the show. But on off weeks, such as this, we talk about other things, gaming news, gaming review. Well, I don't know. We talk about other things. But this week, the biggest news in gaming is that our very own Mark has found himself the elusive PS5.
And the crowd goes wild.
I could edit that in, but I'm not going to.
So, yes. I did happen to get a hold of a slightly used PS5. brand new, straight from the PlayStation store, and let me tell you, this was a whole complete process that almost made me doubt that I ever really wanted this thing, simply because if you've been living under a rock, the PlayStation 5 is incredibly popular for really reasons I don't quite understand, but I mean the PlayStation as a brand is popular, but I don't understand why the PlayStation 5 is so insanely popular.
Quarantine would be my guess. People need things to do.
Right, and that's probably an accurate guess, but
I said it. It's accurate. Golly.
But right, etch it in stone. When the PlayStation 5 first came out, this podcast is a great documentation behind both of us saying that we were going to wait however long it was going to take for both Microsoft and Sony to get all the bugs out of their brand new consoles before we even attempted to dive in. And so I made that decision, and that's why I didn't pre-order the PS5. And when I... after it launched and after reading reviews about how how great of a console it appears to be, and people that played games on it, and how you know, rave reviews on the controller, and how blinding.
And nobody's
fast.
Reporting it setting on fire or giving you three rings of death.
Yeah, right. And you know, it just it appears to be a really good console. I was like, man, I should have pre-ordered this thing. So I made the decision that if the opportunity arose for me to get one, I was going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
And that started the 3-month process of being constantly let down by various retailers, Walmart being
chief among them.
Yes, and they can come at me with their lawyers, but...
Do that. I'm going to edit that out. I don't want you to get sued.
There was multiple occasions where I thought that I had obtained one, only to be told otherwise after pushing the checkout button. And it was just a whole long process, and many people in the world
were harmed in this process.
Yes, yeah, no, they feel my pain.
Oh, yes,
and so Lincoln in our Discord turned me on to this app. I forget what it's called. I since deleted it. I no longer care about it. But he did throw me a bone and told me about this. This app that notifies you when various retailers get PlayStation 5 restock, and I started following different accounts on Twitter regarding PS5 drops, and while they were all pretty similar and pretty much on point with how to, you know, get one. I was always too late. I was always like a minute too late, and was constantly feeling that depression of I'm never gonna get one.
And let down.
And so, just this past Wednesday, as the time we're recording, this past Wednesday, I'm sitting on the side of the road,
homeless.
Homeless, and as some of you may know, I am in law enforcement, and so they don't call me the homeless law enforcement officer. They should. But I live out of my patrol car. I'm like a homeless Batman. But
boy, that's real good.
Copyrighted. But so I'm sitting on the side of the road. And I get this notification from this app that the PlayStation Direct store is going to be dropping PS5s soon. And every notification they send you says, hurry, don't be late. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I hit the notification. It takes me to the PS store. And how Sony has set up the PlayStation store, when you get into their website, you sit in a queue. It is essentially a lobby, and everybody's trying to get into the store, but they're only letting certain number of people in the store at a time. And the once you get into the store, they only give you 10 minutes of time to purchase whatever you're going to purchase, a PS5, whatever game, controller, accessory, doesn't matter. You get 10 minutes, and then they boot you out and let somebody else in. So I'm racing. You know, I got the timer running, and I'm like, oh, I like just imagine my digital avatar just running down digital aisles with a shopping cart just sweeping things into my basket. And I get the PlayStation 5, and I get the disc version, the $500
good
version.
One.
The good one. Only the best for the best. And so I hit the checkout button. And this is where I've been let down numerous times. It's like it messes with my psyche, and I'm like, oh, they're gonna tell me, oh, it's all sold out. And it takes me to a checkout page where I can put in my card info, and I'm like, oh, what do I do here? And
what do I do? So I did not expect to get this far.
And so I put in my card information, and you know, it you have to be logged in with your through your PlayStation account. It's their you know, checks and balances system that makes sure that the scammers don't make off with a billion PS5s. And so I put in my card information and I hit the checkout button for the second time, and it takes me to an order confirmation page with a number. And you best believe I screenshotted that number with the quickness, and it says, "We'll send you an email shortly with your full receipt." And I'm like, I'm sitting on the side of the road here, and I'm like, oh my God, did I just do this? Did this really happen? I'm like fist pumping in the air in my police car, and you know, lady walks by with her dog, and she's just like staring at me like what's going on?
She gets mugged right outside while you're checking out from the PlayStation store.
Listen, the world stopped in that moment. That was the safest. The world was no longer amidst evil in that moment. You know, the heavens, the clouds that parted in the single ray of sunshine beamed down on my police car, and
that's how you
the
do.
The Lord himself said, "Take this, my son, the PS5." And so I use that as divine, you know.
Okay, all right. So you got a PS5. So it was like, all right.
So I got the PS5, and so I got it. It was it took 2 days to get to my house.
Which, because we were in Discord, and I saw that you got it, and then I asked you, I'm like, hey, when you get it, let's talk about it on the show. And you, well, I've already got it, so it seemed to me it came fast.
Yeah, it did. It came, it was next day air, and, you know, it came via UPS. I had to sign for it. That had me nervous, is because me and my wife were actually out running some errands at the time, and I'm getting notifications that, hey, it's in transit. It's, you know, out for delivery. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm gonna miss the UPS guy. And that would have been the cherry on top of my dysfunction with this entire process, would be just to miss the UPS guy bringing me my PS5. But so we get home, and it, like, the date, the time of delivery was between 12:15 and 4:15, and it got to my house at like 12:45. And so I had also purchased the Pulse 3D wireless headset for the PS5. Mm-hmm. And a second controller, and also purchased NBA 2K21.
The bane of my existence.
Yes. I specifically purchased that just knowing that you would die a little bit inside.
Knowing that 2K has received someone's money.
But no, it's so yeah, I set it up, and it's it is as advertised. It is blazing fast.
You're jumping through some things that are important to tech guys like me. When you opened the box, did you smell it?
It did smell like cardboard.
Not the box.
Oh.
But did you smell your PlayStation? It has that new tech smell.
It did have that non-used electronic smell. I mean,
keep going. Never mind.
Pretty just, serious.
If you don't smell your brand new consoles,
no, it never appealed to me.
You don't thank the driver, and you don't smell your consoles when you get them out of the box. If you got it used, that'd be one thing, because you don't want to smell someone else's living room. But when's the next time you're gonna have a brand new console open? Years from now.
It will be years from now.
You have to cherish these moments, Mark.
Yeah, I feel like you saying this and me reliving the moment where I opened the box, I do wish that I had smelled the console.
You should have
smelled. But anyways, so I get the console out of the box, and it has been well documented that the PS5 is very large.
Mm-hmm.
However, I was not prepared for how large this thing is. And I kid you not, It is huge. It is, it stands out, and Sony had to do this on purpose. But it towers above everything on my entertainment console. It is a monstrosity of technology, not in a bad way, because it's very sleek and has very rounded edges and shiny, and but it's huge. It is huge. But I get it all booted up, and I go through the setup process, and the process was very well blended in with the PlayStation app. If you have the PlayStation app, you can just take a picture of the QR code that displays on the screen when you plug the console in.
Oh, that's nice.
And it just imports everything from the PlayStation app onto your console. It does have the ability to transfer over data from the PS4 to the PS5 via either a wired connection or wireless.
Okay.
I didn't do that just simply because I don't necessarily want everything that was on my PS4 on my PS5. But it also comes with a game built into the hardware. It's called Astro's Playroom. And think of it as a Mario meets Ratchet and Clank type platformer, a 3D platformer. And essentially, what the game does is it showcases the DualSense controller, Sony's new controller, and all the capabilities that you have playing games with this particular controller. And it's very well done. It's
so beautiful. We're going to talk about the controller, because to me, this is the killer aspect of PlayStation, because I have here, because it's backwards compatible with my Xbox One, I have the new Xbox controller that you get boxed in when you buy the Series S/X. So yep. I can use this on my old hardware, but I can say that there really isn't that much different. It's a little more comfortable. Now, I want to go on record and say the Xbox One controller is the best game controller I've ever used until I got this one. So this is my new favorite controller, but it's a marginal upgrade. Whereas, from what I understand, the PlayStation 5 controller is a massive leap forward. They actually innovated on the hardware and have done some cool things. Have you had a chance to play with those features?
Oh yeah, and that's what this game Astro's Playroom does, is it allows you to immerse the gameplay into the controller's new aspects. And one of the new features is what do they call it? I just had the word on through my tongue. I think it's adaptive
haptic feedback.
Haptic, yep. Haptic feedback. That, and where the triggers on the shoulders of the controller, depending on what you're doing in game, give you more resistance or a slight rumble in the actual shoulder buttons when you do something. And this game does that. It takes you in different situations and allows you to play with that particular aspect of the controller. So Astro's Playroom is a game, and there's no real backstory. It doesn't need to be, but you play this as this little robot guy, and you're playing inside of your PlayStation 5. That's where the game takes place, is that you're inside the PS5, and it takes you through all the different sections of the PS5, and there's even a section called Teraflop Terrace, I think it is, and I instantly thought of you and our podcast where we discussed ad nauseum what teraflops were.
Because both are experts on teraflops.
That is true, and I now have like a PhD in teraflops because I played Astro's Playroom.
Perfect.
And I played in this Teraflops Terrace. But no, the game takes you through the inner workings, and you get to go through different levels of different worlds, quote unquote worlds, where it's either the SSD or the CPU or the whatever, I don't know. Yeah. But it takes you through these different worlds, and I was surprised at how challenging that this game was, and it's only a couple hours long. Maybe the most 2 hours, and you can collect artifacts along the way in this game, where the artifacts are old Sony gaming relics. Like one of the artifacts was the old flip up screen that you could attach to the original PlayStation. That kind of served as a, hey, carry it on the go monitor of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
They also had the PS Move controllers that rivaled the Wii. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't rival, but they were they were modeled after the Wii's motion controllers.
Right.
But anyways, you collect these artifacts, and then, you know, you get trophies based off of how many artifacts you collect and all this. It showcases brilliantly what the controller can mm-hmm. do. The controller is has an input in it. I haven't really studied the controller too much, but there is a portion of the controller that like this game took. You can blow in the controller with your mouth. Wind.
Think of air, the games whatever. That come to mind.
Yeah, like you know.
Yep.
Well, I don't even know. Know what.
You proved my point. Let's keep going.
It's an interesting feature.
Yeah. It's not that new because it's been on Nintendo consoles for quite a while, but the Wii U the Wii U had a mic in the controller.
But it's not a. I guess it is a mic.
It has to be.
Yeah. It is a mic.
It's not a breathalyzer. Now, that would be good. Blow into the PlayStation controller and check your blood alcohol level.
Oh, you're drunk. You can't play this game.
Yeah. Ooh, or it could be a driving game, like a real-life driving game. Anyway.
That you can... Oh, all right.
I'm surprised Nintendo hasn't come out with the breathalyzer for the Wii. Anyway.
It's probably in Japan. They probably have. It's just in
Japan. They had that heartbeat sensor. Anyway. Yeah.
But no, the controller, it has you know the haptic feedback where there is motion all over this controller.
Lotion
and
all right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
The motion in the controller, like if you tilt it just slightly. Moves your character a certain direction, or moves your character and how, you know, what way they're facing. I can see Sony really diving into the minute details of everything that this controller has to offer, mm-hmm. and placing them in game with certain titles. Now, of course, a lot of these features don't make sense for certain titles over others. But the one thing I can note is that the graphics for Astro's Playroom were phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a 4K television, and this game, what appeared to my eyes, appeared to be flawless 4K. There was very little wait time when you went between worlds,
mm-hmm.
and that's one of the, you know, the big selling points to the PS5 and the Series X is that very minimal wait times, load times. And the one thing that it does is that it allows you to, now the menu system is completely overhauled for the PS5. And I don't know how much you dabbled on the PS3 or the PS4, Jeff. But
I've used the PS4 a lot.
Yeah, well, so the PS5's kind of operating system mirrors a lot of the same cosmetic design as the PS3.
Okay, so like the Vita, not the Vita, but the PSP. And I remember the PSP and PS3 had very similar UIs.
Yeah, and it's now the menu system is much more in depth. There's a lot more that you can do in the menu system, but the cosmetic overlay is very similar to the PS3, and they've overhauled how you access certain things. With the PS4, you hit the PS button on the controller, and it automatically took you back to the homepage. No matter where you were, what you were doing, if you were in game or you were watching Netflix, you hit the PS button on the controller and it automatically took you back to the homepage. This controller and this UI, you have to hold the PS button, and it brings up the homepage. But if you wanted to access the trophies for in-game, you don't hold the PS button, you hit it real quick, and it brings up a pop-up menu in-game or in-app that allows you to do certain things. So the menu system takes a little getting used to, that's my experience so far with the PS5.
That's cool. I really like that they added in that Astros game, because probably you're not going to play it that much after you start getting into the real lifespan of the system. But it is cool that they had this tech demo, essentially, to show you what it can do. And nowadays, you know, back in our day when we were kids, you bought a Nintendo, it came with Mario. If you bought a Super Nintendo, it came with Super Mario. If you bought this Genesis, it came with Sonic. But, you know, they stopped doing that. So it's cool to me that they at least added that in just so you can see what it can do. I like that a lot.
What Astro's Playroom did for me, like, personally, was it made me want a full game based around that character and that gameplay aspect.
Yeah.
It was challenging. There were a lot of challenges in the game that I really had to, and it's probably because, you know, I'm not used to this new controller. I'm not used to these certain features that this controller has to offer yet. But it took me a little while to get through certain levels because of the difficulty of learning new tech.
Yeah.
And that speaks volumes to how Sony has approached getting this tech and the gamer immersed in the tech, is that they don't want you to be caught off guard the first time you play a AAA title, you know, with this new controller. They want you to understand that, hey, this controller has a lot to offer. Play this game, figure it out. And I agree with you. It's a smart move. It probably didn't take them very long to put this game together. And it's a welcome addition to the console. The PS4 didn't come with anything like that.
Yeah. Well, I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think the series did either. As far as I know, the series is just a beefier Xbox One. So I have a question. This is going to seem off topic, but I am a big fan of wireless earbuds and headphones. I own a lot of them. I buy a lot of them, even though I don't need them. And I bought these expensive ones, the Sennheisers, and they're supposed to be this top of the line thing. And I got them and I didn't like them, and I brought them home, or brought them back to Best Buy. And then I bought what's called the Skullcandy Crusher Evos, which have this like haptic base, and I love them. What a wonderful purchase. So how do you feel right now? Do you have buyer's remorse? Or are you pleased with your purchase? Or the opposite?
For the PS5?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm very pleased. Now, I should note to anybody listening that I did go ahead and dive into the PS Now subscription.
Okay, how's that working for you? Because we've talked a lot about streaming, and I'm not the biggest fan of it, so I'm interested to see how you feel about it.
Yeah, no, this is my first foray into any type of game streaming. And so, to me, and I was playing Injustice 2, the DC fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got there's very little latency that I noticed.
Mm-hmm.
in the fighting game. I haven't played a shooter, so I can't really speak on that.
Yeah, I've noticed that in my experience with streaming, the shooters are really kind of where you notice if it's going to work for you or not.
Right. But what PS Now, what Sony is hoping with PS Now, and for the life of me, it appears to be a really good service. And I did my research on PS Now before I went ahead and spent money on it. But
mm-hmm.
They have over 800 titles between the PS2, the PS3, and the PS4. There is no current PS5 games offered yet. However, I've read that Sony may be planning to incorporate some future PS5 titles into that, but it's their answer, kind of their answer to the backwards compatibility. And you know, you pay $10 a month, you get access to 800 different titles across three generations of PlayStation gaming hardware, and you can either download the game.
Oh, so you can download. I was going to ask.
Yeah. You can download the game on your console, or you can straight stream it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did with Injustice. I didn't download it. I streamed it just simply because I wanted to see how, you know, if there was lag, if there mm-hmm. was any type of hiccups. And to, you know, in my opinion, very little. Very, I mean, it's a very cinematic game to begin with, but
yeah.
But the gameplay aspect didn't suffer because I was streaming. Also, what PS Now does is they allow their games to be downloaded on the PC. So if you're a PC user...
Ooh, really?
Yeah, and also enjoy these PlayStation titles. And they're not just all PlayStation titles. There's some third-party titles mixed in. A lot of indie titles. But if whatever game that you're playing, if you're playing on a PC, you can download the game through the PlayStation Store, if you're a PS Now subscriber, and play it on your PC. I think that's a huge advantage to for Sony in the streaming wars, you know, quote unquote. But for the life of me, I don't understand why Sony hasn't done more with PS Now.
Yeah, it's not something they really advertise anymore, at least outside of the ecosystem. Like, you'll see it if you have a PlayStation, but I haven't seen a commercial for it, or, you know, like, whereas yeah. Game Pass, if you watch anything Xbox related, you're gonna hear about Game Pass.
And that's the thing, is that they and right now, if you are a PS Plus subscriber, that's their, you know, you have access to the multiplayer,
their Xbox Live, so to speak.
Yeah. You still have to pay for PS Now. And both offerings are $10 a month. So if you wanted both, you'd be paying $20. So I was thinking, I was like, why doesn't Sony kind of undercut Microsoft a little bit and offer a combined service that would rival, you know, Ultimate Game Pass, or Game Pass Ultimate, whatever it is, you know, for $13, $14 a month. And yeah. and maybe they will. Maybe they will in the future after, you know, the PS5 has, you know, been established with some games for a little while. But as, from what I can tell of PS Now, it is a very good offering of a lot of games, a lot of big titles, too. I mean, there's a ton of big titles on there that I think would make it a very good gaming streaming service that, you're right, Sony doesn't market very well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a service that absolutely can rival Game Pass It's just Sony hasn't leaned into it like Microsoft has with Game Pass, and that has me scratching my head a little bit.
Yeah. Well, let us know. Have you got your hands on a PlayStation or Xbox yet? You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Budget Arcade. You can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/budgetarcade. Don't forget, we're on TikTok like all the cool kids. TikTok.com/budgetarcade. Music is by Stimage, and you can find his music at metroidmetal.com.
I think Lincoln would enjoy me telling everybody that you can also visit Budget Arcade OnlyFans.
Okay, and we are going to see you guys next week.
Game on.
Game on.
Podcast Network.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.